Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 8th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Works Board has legally challenged SoftBank's withdrawal from a $3 billion agreement that was part of a multi-billion dollar rescue package put together last autumn. SoftBank's failure to consummate the tender offer is a clear breach of its contractual obligations, Works said. The office space provider has come under fresh financial pressures from coronavirus over the past month, with thousands of tenants refusing to pay rent or seeking to terminate their leases. WhatsApp will put new restrictions on the number of people who can be forwarded messages in a bid to slow the rapid spread of viral hoaxes, scams, and misinformation being circulated about COVID-19 on the messaging platform. The Facebook-owned company said the new conditions will be placed on messages forwarded at least 5 times previously. Europe's privacy watchdog has called on EU member states to create a single mobile application that can be used to help control the spread of coronavirus without infringing privacy rights. Number of European governments have already launched applications powered by anonymized location data provided by mobile operators, but the European Data Protection Supervisor fears this fragmented approach is less effective both in execution and its safeguards. The capabilities and use of such applications is expected to increase in the coming weeks and months as governments seek to contain the outbreak and ease lockdown restrictions. Microsoft has decided to make all its events digital through July 2021, amid the coronavirus pandemic, reports The Verge. The company has sent an email to key individuals outlining its plans. The decision will impact Build 2020, Ignite 2020, and more. The Trump administration forms the Committee for the Assessment of Foreign Participation in the United States Telecommunications Services Sector, ACA Team Telecom, a working committee to monitor foreign influence and control over U.S.-based telecom assets. The committee will focus on telco applications and any related national security concerns. TechCrunch notes Team Telecom previously operated informally across the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, and the Justice Department. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.